Blog Talk Radio.
July 17th, 2009, Mega Show here. Vince with you, calling in early today. I have some business to attend to in a little bit here, and so I'm just getting my show out of the way early, 2 hours early. So no one probably knows I'm on right now because my regular listeners think I'm on in 2 hours, or 3 hours actually. And also, my show's not showing up on the page for on the BTR page at all. In fact, I just got this in from my email. It says, "Hello, Vince." This is from Sherry Sandland of Blog Talk Radio. Sherry says, "Hello, Vince. To comply with our terms of service policy, all of your scheduled upcoming episodes have been updated to reflect the adult-only maturity setting, as well as all of your previous broadcasts. To avoid any further terms of use notifications, Please be sure to set the maturity setting for all upcoming episodes to adult only. To assist your listeners in finding your content, remind them that in their My Blog Talk Radio portal under Edit My Account and Options, they will want to set their safe search option to Disabled. For users of Blog Talk Radio platform, anyone with their safe search disabled will see adult content on the program guides. So the only way that my show is going to show up on the Blog Talk Radio page is if somebody knows to go into their account and disable the safe search settings. Because the way I understand it here, safe search, it sounds like safe search is already... like when you open your account, it's automatically has safe search on, I would presume, because I just went on the page to see if my my show showed up on air, and I didn't see it. So I'm going to do this right now. But it's fine. I can undo my safety settings so I can see the other mature content. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. Safe search disabled. Nobody knows about that shit. Come on. How's anybody going to find my show now? No one's going to find my show now because no one knows to turn off their safety settings. Right? Oh, this is so bogus. So bogus. I'm getting totally silenced here. This is bullshit. Yeah, so no one has any clue that my show is on right now. And that's disturbing. This is what happened the other night with crazy South African chick. She did a show, and hey, guest 2449, what's up? Welcome to the program. It's Vince. I'm gonna step out here for a second because I'm just blown away. I got this thing in my email saying that all my shows are now gonna be labeled as adult only. And the only way anybody can find out about them or through the regular Blog Talk Radio website is they have to go into their Blog Talk Radio account settings, and in the options, they have to disable Safe Search. And nobody freaking knows that you're supposed to disable Safe Search on here. I didn't even know you had to do that. So no one is ever going to see my show in the on-air shows because they all inadvertently have Safe Search on. So this is a problem because I enjoy Blog Talk. I enjoy the services that it provides. And up until now, I've been an extremely satisfied customer. And I understand it is their right to refuse service to anyone and impose their own rules, and I understand that. I understand they're trying to protect their behinds, but that kind of screws up my whole deal. So I'm going to try to figure out what I can do about this. Meanwhile, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm going to go into some music here and be right back with your calls. Once again, it's 347-826-7667. Hey, I'll be just a minute. Yeah.
I'm gonna go. to stop. Dogs want a barking. Party! Everyone on the side, it's good to shock the up trio, out of national, everyone fucking owe you. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen every day.
This is Vince back here on Mega Show. Beneath everything, what's up, dude? It's probably just going to be you and me, unless I... unless I start calling into other shows or calling other people and getting them on my show, because no one knows my show's right on. None of my regular listeners really know that this is my show's on right now, because I'm on 3 hours earlier than I normally am. I'm doing this show today at this time because I have some stuff I got to do during the time I normally do my show, so I figured I'd just get it in early. And just as I was going on the air, I got this email that I posted up in there that you read, and I'm really bummed because now people can't find my show, and I've kind of like sort of established, you know, myself and my listeners, but you know, I'm a listener and frequent caller on BTR, and I never knew I had to like disable my security settings or whatever so I could view adult content, or excuse me, adult only maturity level programming here. So it's not like every time I put up a show it's going to automatically be labeled adult only. They're just saying from now on, if I don't put the adult only label on there, and I cuss and stuff on my show, I assume I got to read this terms of use. All right, before I start going off on a tangent here, I'm gonna read this terms of use. Mm-hmm. All right, so while I'm reading this. Yeah, no, dude. I'm telling you, man. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I disabled my thing too, and I didn't see it either. The only thing I could say about that is BTR is kind of slow and buggy. So a lot of times when you change something, you won't see the change right away. Like even when I'm like editing my shows, like if I book a show and then I decide, like today I decided I was going to change my time from 7 p.m. to 4 p.m. And when I went in on the show page, I changed the time and it worked. It was I'm on at 4 p.m. But initially, when I went back to check the show page, it hadn't updated that information right away. So it's probably just going to take maybe and the way BTR works, like it won't be until like halfway through the show that people who actually have their search thing disabled will actually see it. So I doubt I'm going to get any new listeners today. And I guess in the future I'm going to continue to label my shows mature. I'm just going to watch out with cussing on the air, I guess, because, I mean, there's plenty of shows that are out there that are just as raunchy as mine and are not labeled adult. So I don't know. I'm going to see what this is all about. I'm going to read this terms of service here. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to play some Mac Dre because I might as well get all the Mac Dre out I can. Although Mac Dre doesn't straight up cuss, really. He's kind of got his own language. So I think he kind of like slips through the cracks a lot of times because he just makes up his own language. Yeah, maybe because I'm coming on earlier. Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure it out. I got to figure out what the story is before I get too upset. Because my initial reaction was I was just like bummed out. I was like, oh man. I might as well not even do a BTR show now. But I don't think it's that drastic just yet. This is just a minor bump in the road, and hopefully my BTR experience will continue here. I love BTR. I've done nothing but sing its praises on this show and on other shows, and I would hate to have to find another service to provide me with my opportunity to voice my opinion to anyone who will listen. And right now that's just you beneath everything. So why don't you get on the horn and tell everybody that I'm having a show right now? Because if you don't, I'm going to have to do it. And I will do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play some music here, figure out what's going on with this terms of service bill crapo. See, look at, I'm already like trying to, I guess since this is labeled mature, I can say whatever the fuck I want right now then, right? Because nobody can fucking find this. No kids are going to be able to find this on BTR. And what's to say that some kid doesn't sign up for a BTR account and doesn't just disable their security settings? Like, what's to keep any kid from doing the same things that I'm doing in order to see my, to listen to my show? Like, how are they able to filter out kids from logging on here and listening to shows, even if they're labeled adult? You know, it just doesn't make any sense. So I don't see how this really filters out anything. So I got I think I might have a little bone to pick here with Sherry Sandlin. Sherry Sandlin, the senior production assistant. What the hell? How are you? What kind of position is that? Senior production assistant? I think production must mean something different in BTR land, because a production assistant, in my experience, is like basically, like at least in the film and television world, it's you're basically the lowest person on the totem pole or whatever. You're the grunt worker. You're the gopher. And she's a senior production assistant? That just seems kind of like a contradiction in terms to me. But then again, BTR probably has their own terminology, and that probably means production assistant in their world probably means something completely different. I hope so. But yeah, I'd love to speak with Sherry. I wonder if Sherry's got her own show. Maybe I can call into her show. She's got a Twitter account. So maybe I'll have to explore. Well, I'll just email her back. But in the next hour here, I'm going to sort of craft my angle that I'm going to take on this, because this is not cool. I mean, granted, you know, they are providing a service. They have terms and conditions that they require of the people that use their service, and I obviously agreed to it, or else I wouldn't be on here. And but I'm not necessarily convinced that I'm not convinced that their way of going about enforcing their policy is the best avenue, because it seems to me that if they're trying to get kids to stay away from the adult content, kids are smart. They're going to figure out that, oh, if they disable their security lock, they'll be able to find the adult content too. So kids are going to figure it out one way or another. Just because you give them one extra loophole, one more extra hoop to jump through, they'll do it. If they want the adult content that bad, they're going to get it. And basically, what this does is the kids that really want to find the adult content are still going to find it, and the people that would normally go on BTR and just casually peruse the programming are going to miss it, because they're not going to know that they have to disable their security settings. So I don't know. I'm going to look at this terms of use and see what the deal is. Here's some Mac Dre. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Yeah, it's Mac Dre back in your face.
In
I got my own boy Cooley in the place. Kick back, let us tell you about
this California lifestyle that I live. Loose F that board. Me. Whoopers in the trunk, straight slamming, striking through the neighborhood, jamming. We can drop the top, or float the brakes, hit the intersection and do some things. Packing up quicks with a gang of yokes, smooth, thick legs, no pantyhose. Silky times and dookie braids, brothers with
me rap to the beat. Doing it done, candy paint, fat bank and a gang of dang. Never on time, always late. On the Bay Bridge or the Golden Gate. If you wanna live on the best coast, you better try to move to the west coast. Well, life is too short in the game of steam. Home of the Mac and the groupie old chick, where brothers stay on the savage grind. Kick with a freak when they find the time. The C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A, rap superstar. Dose for dose, I love to spit. And for the day, I love to hit. Hold it in, so it can choke me. And when I get decked, it will provoke me to bust the rhyme through the mic. A West Coast rap, the kind you like. I'm from the B-A-L-L-E-J-O. We're making dope raps, is all I know. Wake up in the morning, eat some grits. Hit the studio, make some hits. Now that you've been told about, watch you rap fans get sold about. 1 million copies or even more. I'm prepping dope rhymes to the record store. Yeah, fool, you hear me spittin', telling you about that California living.
Every day trying to make it through, stacking a bank, pulling women, and I take you. Would wanna be down with this California lifestyle. Ruthless as a child, now I'm living wild. In the streets of California, you better be packing and watch your back into the back of jacket. The wind breeze blowing through the trees, and I'm still getting tacked at 100 degrees. Shine so hard on the avenue from LA to the Bay, brothers stay coming through. And Benzes, Porsches, fathers bangs, drop cruise list chairs and whip the bangs. Gold days, the bubbles, skinny paint the kids. Fifth wheel, gold wheel, boy, I'm talking about lips. Some of the best females ever seen. Straight California snakes, out for your green in the ghost state. Living way too real, fool. And if you're soft, you best be cool. To the double R, all my time is getting coolie on Mac Dre. California living.
I'm not fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn, block. Then I hopped out, butter, then she had the jock. I'm a whole magnet, heat, I'm gon' pack it. Dough, I'm gon' stack it. Lick, I'm gon' jack it. On the scene, always smoking green. In the pen, I had CO bringing me the damn thing. It's your niggity, Mac Driggity. Back in the V, look at me, I'm living free. No parole, I can choke a hoe. Get mail, post bail, and they gon' let me go. I'm here to let you know, this is real as it gets. I'm making hunks and chunks, don't fuck with dibbles and bits. Big face, $100 bills got me straight face. Gunning for the skill, I'm running with the peel. Going pursuit with the double R crew. Doing what I do, I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
And damn sure ain't fucking with you.
Mac D R E Bonic. Dope as chronic. Put it to a beat and make it stank like vomit. Boy, I'm a fool. Human jewel. At the studio turning blunts into duvels with D-Con, cause he keep D-Bomb. And the crest side be the turf that we from. I'm a hustler, straight chip getter. And she gotta pay, but try to get with her. No dough ho, leave me alone. I'm in the drop with the Cali sun heating my dome. Feeling like a movie star when I slide. They know who the hell we are when we ride. It's the country club crest side crew. Acting some fools, partner doing what the fuck we do. Gorilla girlfriend, stay out the way, boy. And bow down when you see Mac Dre, boy. I'm doing what I do.
This is what I do.
Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
I'm doing what I do.
This is what I
do. Bitch, don't get mad if I'm not fucking with you.
I ain't fucking with you.
Or fucking with you.
Damn sure ain't fucking with you.
In the bins with the dreadlock hair, smoke everywhere, waving at Madeline on the wood grain, dabbing with the license plate rallying, doing what we want to, hanging out the sunroof, mentally ignorant, boy we go dumb dude, gas break dip, we call it yoke and do a donut in your whip. We call it dose and get stupid, it's what we do good. Ghost ride the whip while we dancing on the hood. I'm amp feeling good, I'm hiking a bitch face with a deer's face off of Nike. The women like me, I'm dipped in butter. I rob your butter, pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible, tell them how we come.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it crackin' like the Mardi Gras. Get stupid, get stupid, get stupid, get stupid. Go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. Come on, go stupid, go and talk.
Crestside clown, gig so hard, make my pants fall down. This be pound, Cuddy, where'd you get it? Oh, you ain't know, Dr. Dre did it. I come with it, rapping and rhyming and dancing, pantomiming, acting like I'm driving. Then switch it up, dance like I'm fishing. See, in the Bay Area, we dance a little different. The Bay bounce to sizzle, the West Coast wiggle. Dude, it get stupid, come fuck with Drizzle. Call a hospital, he's having convulsions. No, he's getting stupid in his low, yo. And is the stove still open? We need heme, that privilege thing. That I mean, all in the dough. Like ye, S-T-U-P-I-D.
We S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon'
go get it cracking like the Mardi Gras.
Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Come on, go stupid.
Let me tell you why we call it things stupid. Cause when I dance, the chicks say,
you stupid.
You can do it. It ain't that hard. Baby, get dumb. Act like a retard. Shake your hair. Make it blow in the air. You gotta get into it. Growl like a bear. Now say why. No why.
Do the damn thing.
Girl, cut that shit up. Fill your cup. Don't be no punk. It don't look right if you really ain't drunk. Come on.
Come on.
Repeat after me. We go S-T-U-P-I-D.
We say S-T-U-P-I-D. When we go to the club, we don't need ID. Everywhere we go, it's a party, y'all. We gon' get it cracking like the Mardi Gras.
Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Get stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Go stupid. Come on, go stupid with me.
Thank you.
Fuck. You're not still there, are you, dude? Oh, Stoner Jesus, what's up, bro? Hey, man. I don't know. Can you guys just... sorry, I stepped out and the music quit before I got back. If you guys are in the chat, if you're listening, just hit me up in the chat real quick. Let me know you're still there. I want to let you know in about 12 minutes here, I'm going to go live on my other show, Mega Dude. If I didn't cancel it already, fuck. Yeah, I'm going to do my Mega Dude show. It looks like this might be the last. Hey, what's up, Beneath Everything? Cool. Yeah, both you guys both you guys are still here. Cool. Stoner Jesus, I'm really stoked that you're here, man. Big fan of your work over on Twitter. So thanks for coming through. I'm going to do, I think you guys might be witnessing the last Vince in the Bay program, because I feel that this account has been flagged and I will no longer be doing any shows under Vince in the Bay. I'll still be trolling around BTR's Vince in the Bay, but and I'll call into other shows, but I'm going to retire this account as far as programming goes. So I'll be doing all my programming over under Mega Dude now, and I'm gonna try to shape things up. I like BTR, I enjoy the services here. I feel there's a lot of shows that actually might be a little bit more explicit and a little bit more potentially offensive and harmful to children. I don't know what it is on my show that might have caused for a red flag. You know, I do cuss on my show, but I don't have women having sex on my show. I don't have I don't kill people on my show. I don't condone violence or anything that would infringe on the rights of any other individual. And I don't believe my show at any point crossed that line. Sure, we talked about sex. Sure, I cussed a lot. Sure, I played a lot of explicit music. But I've trolled around BTR long enough to know that I'm not the raciest thing in the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I got the same, that's what I'm talking about, Stoner Jesus, is I got that same exact message, and maybe I'm not the only one, you know? I haven't checked my Mega Dude account. Maybe my Mega Dude account is fucking, oh, wow, prison rape stories, fuck. Dude, Stoner Jesus, I didn't even know you were on BTR, dude. I thought you were on some other shit. I don't know why. I'm going to add you, bro. Fuck, dude. You've been doing shows this whole fucking time. That's cool, man. You know, I think I probably saw you posting stuff about your shows, but just never, I don't know, man. I'm a stoner, too, so I probably just didn't put two and two together. It's like, oh, duh, you should add Stoner Dude. But you know how that'd do. Yeah, I put mine on Mature too, bro. I you know, I made it pretty evident what my show was about. I always put mature, sex, drugs, rock and roll, hip hop, and news. And you got to know that if you come into my building, I'm gonna tackle any or all of those subjects, and I'm gonna do it for real. I'm not gonna candy coat it. I'm not going to water it down. I'm gonna give you the truth, and if I'm not giving you the truth, I'm giving you entertainment, infotainment, okay? And I BS a lot on the show, and it would be very easy for somebody to just arbitrarily pick out a show and download it to their computer, and then just randomly, you know, fast forward like somewhere into the middle of the program and be able to take a soundbite completely out of context and make me into some villain. And I really don't appreciate that. You know, I appreciate BTR's service up until now, and I would like to, I'd like to challenge this terms of service. And I'm going to do that on the probably on the Mega Dude show. I got to see what's up with that. But anyway, Stoner Jesus, I added you. I'm going to follow you. I mean, I'm going to, you know, check you out when you have your show for sure, man. Good to have you here. And I wish you were here to experience the full program. I mean, like, normally I'm on at 7 p.m. my time, but I pushed it up. I pushed it up because I wanted to get out early and take care of some stuff. But then this whole BTR terms of service email bullshit threw me for a complete loop. I'm totally off my game now. And all my normal callers and listeners have no idea I'm here, except for Beneath Everything and any other, you know, casual BTR listener who's cruising through the, you know, on air. Because that's where it's at, is when you're, you get, you have your regulars, and then every show you get some random newbie that comes through, and that's the fun of it. And if my shit's not on the front page, you know, not the front page, but, you know, like if you go to the on-air tab, you know, I want my shit to be in the queue, you know? Like, I want an equal representation, and I think it's bullshit, because if any kid has any wits about him and he wants to get some adult material, all he has to do is unlock his security. What's to keep a kid from not, from getting a bogus email account, getting a bogus, you know, getting, using a fictitious name to get a BTR account, and then just logging into a show and then undoing, unlocking their secure lock. You know, if this, all this does is punish people like me, and it disconnects me from my potential audience, because, you know, those kids that are sneaking into these rooms that they're not supposed to be in, they're going to get in there no matter what. You know, they're one step ahead of the game. You know, they're smart. And they're going to get in. And quite frankly, if you listen to my shows, when a child calls in, I either hang up on them or I treat them very curtly and succinctly and tactfully, and I try to dispose of them as soon as possible, because I don't want anything, you know, I don't want anybody to be able to take one of my broadcasts and cut together my words up with this, you know, interacting with this kid and make it sound like I'm a fucking pedophile or some bullshit like that. And that's just, see where I just said right there, I'm a pedophile, like right there. You could just like cut that, put it somewhere else, rearrange it, and then email it to somebody, and suddenly I'm admitting I'm a pedophile on the air. You know, it's just fucking, you know, people are smart. They can, you know, the subversives, the criminals, they're going to find a back way in. You know, that's why they do what they do. And they do it well, because they've done it enough times. And all this does is shut out my potential new listeners who might legitimately be interested in my programming. And I think I put enough warning on there. And, you know, and I'm always, like, naming sources and verifying and sending thing in triplicate, everything in triplicate. Whatever. I'm gonna jump over here and read some of these. I'm going to read over this policy thing here. I'm going to put on a track. This track's going to go on for a little while here. I'm going to see what's up with my other show, see if I can still do that, see if that's still listed. I don't even know. Is it? Let's see. Is my shit coming? Is it saying my show's coming on in 2 minutes? What's up? This is such bullshit. I can't believe this. That's just the man trying to keep me down. You know how it is, Stoner Jesus. Okay, yeah. Well, Mega Dude is still good to go, it looks like. Still in the queue. All right, dudes. Well, I'm gonna go over there and get things warmed up on Mega Dude Show. And I guess Mega Dude Show is just going to be my new thing now. That's a good thing I had it, you know, as a backup. There you go. That's another, may that be a lesson to you. Back everything up. So there it is, dudes. Check it out. I'll be over there in a few minutes. And we're going to get out of here on probably the last ever Vince in the Bay mega show. Vince in the Bay will still continue to exist until BTR decides to delete his profile. But he will no longer be recording any shows under this name, unless I do a children's program, I guess. I'll just read Dr. Seuss for half an hour on Saturday morning for the kids. So I got to find the raunchiest song I could possibly think of to get the fuck out of here. This is such bullshit, man. I don't even, this is Wu-Tang, so it's got to have some cussing in it. Enjoy.
Yo. Word. Yo. Yo. Hey, yo, I roll like a bat out of hell. Evil acapella fly spitting out of my grill. Before it hit the sky with springtime colors. Juicy as a sun kiss, certain broads double dusted. They carve it in their wrist, pills, very blazes. Straighten the comb, left on the stove, closing my lady here. Plus yours a look old guard, the old chained ball technique. Got these vegetable lasagna niggas in their whips, jumping out they seats. 18, Bronzeman part 2. We like Dorothy Hamill all night. We in your hood, we might circle. Hats down low on the range, switch lanes, change my tire, peel out, reeled out, at least stained. Yo, I sit it on your hood, kid. I sit it on your hood. Not till you're burning too late. I'm looking real good, Drake. Out, shining like a fresh 50 cent piece. Your girlfriend, come here, oh shit. You my man's needs the gourmet pockets. When his bonds made of clay, sex capes take place. We fucking 48 days. Might walk up in your studio time, slap your engineer, light a fluid to dad down, hand me the match. Hey, now. Yo, rainbow rolly on the wrist. Now what's this? Niggas bless this. 8 1/2 valley banana twist. E6 puffing on pine, beating the seed plate, pulling out old dirty eights to rob gates. Major wake up, the kid tell tales, make a nigga head wake up. Peace break, the nigga whip, take off his time, Honolulu status, Gladys the Rich, Rock Cabbage, and Dollar Vans, Gans, that nigga man savage, stationary hall of justice, niggas came chromed out, just came home, now they bumped out, money be longer than triple life, till the sun burn out, that's my work, moving with the burner out, be that way you're thinking, we're with the Mac bent accent, most of my team, 5%, check with the live send, rolling with guests, best pedestrians, yo, holding my nuts, fucking $1,000 lesbian, yo, the older guard put me on and had a ride this, maintain 360, Lord, live prosperous, only takes a lesson a day, just to analyze life, one time in a respectable mind, yo, the older guard put me on and had a ride this, maintain 360, Lord, live prosperous, it only takes a lesson a day, just to analyze life, one time in a respectable mind,
let the shots walk, soon as his pit bull barks, tie scars and skid marks, leave some jams in school parks, witness, forget his original statement. Even in protection programs, there's no escapement. Gun down, fleeing town, hit came from 7 crowns. Spent rounds, catching while he rhymed at the zebra lounge. Wounded back in the 83, summer heat, up in 309 Park, rhyming off the drummer's beat. I fought the city streets, demonstrating mic racks. All look to stink, I ain't playing with a full deck. And as they nervously stare, I know they're scared. They sort of come in the woo, in neon and Times Square. Household name, assassin, killer bee, mill to the grain. That possessable trilogy, quick to spot those that bite camera. Flodge and blend those that got styles. They got identical twins. Don't stretch the small thing. Copycats are finicky without skills. They master the art of mimicry. But I go line for line on the whole page. An unspotted life on the mic is old age.
That's it, Vince, signing off. Thanks for all the memories. I'm sure going to miss it, and I love you all. May BTR find its way.